Item 8, centralized e-commerce system, which I think is Emily.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right, sounds good. So before we pull up the timeline, Hull, I'm just going to go through a little bit of background and where we're at today. So I'll trigger that for you here coming up. So our department really, as you know, Chairman Jensen and other commissioners, makes it a top priority to provide excellent customer service to South Dakotans and our visitors. As a department, we know we need to focus on meeting our customers where they are and not really expect them to end up on a government site and know what to do next. So as a customer-oriented department, we make it a priority, you know, when doing business with us to ensure that throughout every online transaction, users have a seamless, safe, and intuitive experience with a variety of payment options. So in the last two decades, GFPs had two separate e-commerce sites, one for purchasing and applying for hunting and fishing licenses, and then another for making state park camping reservations, purchasing the park entrance license stickers, and then other merchandise. Those sites have never interacted with one another, nor were they ever integrated with one another. They've been hosted separately, which requires separate usernames and logins for all of our customers. We're now shifting, and knowing that the GFP experience needs to be on par with our online industry retailers, as well as state government, fish, wildlife, and parks departments across the country that sell camping reservations and hunting and fishing licenses through the one system. So by 2022, our department will launch that centralized e-commerce or one-stop shopping system that will greatly enhance how customers make purchases and store data in our brand's online space. And this is something very exciting. This is going to also allow our staff to interact and use the information more efficiently in daily duties and for future recruitment and retention efforts. So once again, drawing back on that next generation and our R3 efforts across the department. With the primary goal to have this replacement system include current enhanced business functionality as well as upgraded technology that supports both our agency and the public's needs and requests. Security, obviously, flexibility, ease of use, reliability, and accuracy for customers in the department, again, are top priorities. So what will this really incorporate that's different from today in a one-stop shopping format? Users will be able to, as I mentioned, purchase hunting, fishing, and park entrance licenses all in one spot. They'll be able to then transition to go make a camping reservation if they choose to do so. They can enter into big game hunting lotteries. This system will house all of our draws and all of the databases with preference points, things like that. Folks will be able to complete forms and other applications. This is where we're hoping to include our commercial licenses and special use permits. Appropriately download e-tags. So electronic tagging is something that we're interested in pursuing. This is all pending legislative approval going into the 2021 session that we've been working hard to document and get into place. Purchase merchandise as well as share and rate their experiences. Register for programs and events, and then access their account with a single sign-on, using the same login information for any e-commerce system managed by the state of South Dakota. So whatever their login username and password is for our system at GFP is going to be the same one that they might use for motor vehicles. So that's what that single sign-on is. Additionally, our department will have access to electronic reporting and customer tracking management, along with the ability to create, implement, and provide measurement of strategic marketing and messaging campaigns all in one location. So what we're doing with the pheasant hunting marketing campaign, where we've had to significantly partner with tourism and some of these other agencies outside of state government, we'll be able to hopefully do some of this on our own in the future. So that's really exciting too. Not that we don't want to continue to partner with tourism, we want to continue to do that, but allows us some independence there, which is great. We need it. Overall, the system will improve and increase the R3 efforts for hunting, fishing, camping, trapping, and all other forms of outdoor rec. And then additionally assist with and improving efficiencies in our administrative tasks. As I mentioned, the license draws, tracking preference points, assigning eligibility and discounts, tracking attendees and volunteers of our educational programs, and more. And so as we look at this timeline, where are we at? And you can sure pull up that timeline now, Chris, if you'd like, as I'm talking through this. Just a few weeks ago, on October 15th, we published a nationwide request for proposal, or RFP, to establish a multi-year contract with a qualified vendor to develop this system. And we intend to have a contract signed by the end of 2020, with construction of the new system taking place throughout 2021. And we do intend to engage our users along the way to ensure that their feedback is incorporated, likely prior to construction beginning, and then to do some beta testing before we do any full-on implementation. Today, is as you're looking at this timeline, it really kind of walks you through where we've been this entire year, where we had that research phase up front, January through May, where we know that there are several vendors out there across the country that can perform and develop the system that we want and desire. And we've talked with some of them. We talked to a handful of those vendors early on where they did demonstrations for us so that we could further articulate what our wants, needs, and desires were, matching that up with our customers, or what we think they are and what we've heard back. We spent a significant amount of time in the writing phase and as well as editing, and then issued the RFP on the 15th of October. Where we are today is vendors will be submitting questions back to us. That deadline is today. So those potential bidders have that opportunity to ask more detailed questions about what's been outlined in the RFP, basically in high level what I just went through. Then as a team, as a department team, we will review and provide answers that will be available for public consumption through the State Office of Procurement Management by the end of next week. Proposals from these potential bidders are due on November 23rd. So once we have an opportunity to get those, we will proceed with interviews and a thorough review process on our end before we ever select a vendor and do some contract negotiations. And that's really kind of what that timeline looks like. We, as I mentioned, expect to award and sign this contract before the end of 2020 and start working with the vendor very closely after the first of the year, all to really improve our customer service, increase efficiency, and provide, you know, some new opportunities for that online space and that digital capacity for our users. This really intends to be that cutting edge system to really match up with the world's class outdoor experiences that we have in our state. And so really excited to deploy that and get that going. It's going to take a significant amount of staff time going into 2021 as we build and construct, but excited for what that all brings. And I would open that up to any questions, Chairman Jensen, that you or others have.
Anyone have questions, comments?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Commissioner Sharp.
Thank you. Just going to circle back to the to this proposal. Are we looking at an entirely custom-made one, or are we taking a little piece of what we saw online for this state, a little piece of what we saw online for that state, and kind of rolling that all up into a completed system?
Yeah, it really depends, Commissioner Sharp, on what we get back for proposals. As I mentioned earlier, several vendors have already, you know, deployed these types of systems. So a lot of that has been built and constructed. There's one company that we know that would significantly align some of the features that we want, not only on the parks, but on the licensing side of things too. to what we want and desire here in South Dakota. So.
Okay, thank you.
Emily, what? How much support is going to come after the fact with this? I mean, we can't expect everybody at our shop to know and understand or anticipate all of the glitches that could come with this. How much support comes with the initial upload?
Yeah, it's going to be significant, Commissioner Olson. We know that transferring data is going to require expertise and due diligence on not only the team from BIT, but working very closely with the selected vendor to ensure accuracy and quality control with transferring all of that data. So it's going to be a significant process to do that. But these vendors, I rest assured, these vendors have already done this in several other states that we've researched and that we've visited with along the way. So the confidence level is there. It's just something that we have not undertaken to this magnitude before. So definitely a lot of testing that will come into play later in 2021.
Emily, I'm sorry if I missed this, but this texting, is that a part of this or?
Yeah, so I know Tania is on too, and she helped with writing the strategic marketing component to this RFP too. And so, yeah, there's going to be some advanced technology like texting and just other offerings out there from when it comes to possibly even reporting a harvest in the field to confirmation of receipts. Depending on how the user or recipient wants to receive that information. You know as well as I do, at being a consumer, online consumer, that I can have, options for receipts texted to me, emailed to me. I mean, that's all going to be at the preference of the online customer. Tania, anything more to add to that?
I think you nailed it. And as you mentioned, this whole concept behind the way that we wrote the RFP was to simplify our user experience for our customers to engage with our department. So, Commissioner Jensen, to your point, texting is a huge piece of how our users engage with the world right now, and we wanted that to be a part of this RFP.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
And those are features that the vendors typically have already built. And so it's really a matter of us and what we can afford choosing options like that for the different capabilities and services that we have within our department. And it's not this simple, but to basically check that box to turn that functionality on. And if we require other enhancements to that, I'm sure it would come at a cost, but those are things that we will negotiate on the front end before engaging in the contract signing.
Because I know we've talked about it in the past and it seemed too expensive there were obstacles before, but maybe they don't exist as much anymore, I hope. Any other questions or comments? Not.